It's time for another Castle Country Focus interview on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM. I'm Dave Hokanson. Joining me today in studio, I have Rose Wallen. He is with the USU Extension Office over in Emery County, and a couple of events that are coming up that he wanted to come in and let everybody know about. One of them has to do with, we're going to call it a gardening chat. It's not really a talk. It's not really a lecture. It's just kind of a getting together and talking about things you can do in the fall to get ready and get your garden ready for the fall and moving into planning for next year. And then the other one is very interesting, especially for our area. Yes, we had a great winter last winter, but you can still do things around your house to conserve water when it comes to watering outside. And we're going to talk about both of those with Ro. Ro, thank you so much for coming in today.
Well, thank you for having me.
So let's start right off with the first one, and it's coming up fairly soon, September 14th. And this is your gardening chat. You said it's not really going to be a lecture. It's just kind of getting together with a group of people and talk about what's working and what's not working, right?
Right. Yeah. I'm going to have a plan, some things for us to talk about, but nothing real formal. So we're meeting at the Castledale Library on September the 14th. It'll be about an hour, 6 to 7, and then I'll stay and answer questions if anybody has them.
But and what are some of the things you're going to cover in the chat?
We're going to talk a little bit about things that you might want to do with your garden this fall. If you're still got the gardening bug and want to plant some late season or end of season kind of crops, some vegetables, if you want to plant flowers this time of year, if you want to get things ready to plant grass, all of those are things that you could do in the fall. Then we're going to talk a little bit about cleaning things up and getting ready for next spring and planning for all of those things you might want to do next year.
And I may be wrong, and if I am, tell me. It is the fall like the best time for like bulb planting?
Bulb planting, absolutely. Yeah. Yeah, we'll be talking a little bit about that too.
So you'll talk about all of those things, and it's time to kind of slowly start putting everything to bed. I mean, yes, we're still in the end of August, headed into September, but it really is, and there's certain things that you've got to do and get ready for, you know, as we said, the fall and then next spring season. Another part about that you're going to cover is maybe planning a little bit for next year as well.
Yeah,
planning
absolutely. Ahead. Yeah, all those things that you can do. So there's some tasks we need to do to get our trees and shrubs and our grass ready for winter. But then it's a great time to start thinking about what you might want to do next year, whether that's vegetables or landscape plantings. Now's the time to kind of make a plan, and so you can get really going in the spring.
All right. So once again, that's coming up on September 14th. And this is you don't need a head count. Just kind of
This is a casual come hang out at the library. They told us we can have snacks. So it's not going to be quiet or quite the library you might have in mind. But just a casual get together. Yep.
All right. So there's that one. And then the other one is coming up November 3rd and 4th. But the reason we're talking about it right now is because registration is going to close actually on October 1st. And there's some homework that you've got to do. So
there is.
Let's talk about this one. It's okay. Called Waterwise Landscape Design. And as I said, this will be November 3rd and 4th. And it'll be over here in Price at the Jennifer Levitt Student Center, correct?
Yes. So the workshop itself will be Friday evening, November 3rd, and then all day Saturday, the 4th. But before that, we're going to give you a little homework. This one's a little more intense, and none of this is hard, but we'll take a little bit of time. So the idea of the program, we've done this a few places throughout the state, and it's been really successful. We've had a lot of fun, and I think people have had a good response to it. So what we'll do beforehand, you'll have a month to do this, but we have some online modules, I guess. It's an online course that will walk you through the beginnings of the landscape design process. So we'll help you with measuring your yard and getting that kind of drawn to scale. Sounds intimidating, but we'll really do it step by step, very easy. And then really just a lot of this is taking some time to think about what it is you really want to have happen in your landscape. For couples, that we want you to hash this out before you get to us. hopefully no divorces, but really start thinking about what it is that you each and together would like to see in your backyard. You know, whether that's sometimes we have some different ideas of things that we all say that, you know, we want some place to entertain or some place to relax, but really how you want to do all of that can be very different and require some different things. So we'll have you do all that homework and come ready to work. It's going to be kind of an intense time, but we'll be drawing, we'll be chatting and helping you go through the whole process. When you finish on Saturday afternoon, you should have a plan for your yard.
And the great thing about this is, as I said, you know, we're talking water-wise landscapes, you know, that don't use a lot of water and that kind of curtail things. And it's very important that we conserve as much as you can.
Yeah.
Because really, I look at it as, yes, I'm conserving water, but I'm getting to the point where I don't want to mow a lawn all the time.
Right. And I'm not anti-lawn. Uh-huh. I think there are places for it. What we don't want you to go away with is a plan for a giant pile of gravel. That's not necessarily a good functional landscape. But having a chance to plan things through really lets you look at systems and ways to save water and make sure that your yard's something that that you can take care of and that you can enjoy and hopefully use a little bit less of water, which is a pretty scarce commodity.
And makes it manageable because, let's face it, in the summertime, nobody wants to be chained to their yard, do they?
No, they don't.
So once again, this one here, you're going to have to pre-register for it, and it closes on October 1st. What is the fee for this one, and how do they go ahead and register?
The fee for this one is $150. That includes your workbook, the online course, breakfast, lunch on Saturday, and you can sign up for that one through Eventbrite. You can look under USU Extension. The course is called Design for Every Drop.
Okay, so once again, two things coming up from Rose Wallen over there with the Emory County Utah State Extension. First up is September 14th at the Castledale Library from 6 to 7 p.m. and a nice little gardening chat and talking about getting you ready for fall and maybe planning a little bit for next spring. And then the big class, November 3rd and 4th, Water-Wise Landscape Design. Remember, registration closes October 1st. That one's $150, and it'll be held at the Jennifer Levitt Student Center on the campus of USU Eastern. Ro, thank you so much for coming in today. We really appreciate the time.
Thank you.
Now, for more information on interviews like this, you can always check out our website, castlecountryradio.com, and listen for Castle Country Focus on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM.